Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
Just a short time in the word of God. 2 Peter chapter 1. In between, we've received and manifestation. So many things happen. And it's important that we do what we are supposed to do. Sometimes it's like, okay, does it really require me to do anything? Yes, it does. Because you can easily lose hope. You can easily give up. You can easily throw in the towel and forsake the wisdom of God for the ideologies of men. Because man will suggest other ways to get things done your way. All right? So it's important that we are focused and know what exactly we need to do, the composure we need to keep until we see manifestation. All right? And last Sunday, I started to show you that because it is time-bound and your manifestation will be in time, you need to wait. You need to have that capacity to wait. All right? Then you would also have instructions that will come to you specifically that you may need to follow. Instructions may differ. Okay? Then there comes also several things you need to go through to prepare yourself for manifestation. Because I told you on Sunday, manifestation can also bring a lot of issues. Hallelujah. So in preparing yourself, one of the cardinal things that you need to do, last Sunday I brought to your mind that temptations and trials are also part of the preparation. Okay? Because God builds your shock absorbers. He builds you up. Can you stand even the pressures that the manifestation will bring? Ask yourself, am I ready for manifestation? Am I ready? I don't know what you're asking for, actually. I know mine. I don't know yours. So, the message is not to put you off, but to help you so that you are really ready. Okay? If you know, I like using money examples because, look, I want you to become very conscious of having money. It's a good consciousness. Okay? Or it's not good. A certain amount of money will let your bankers investigate you. And if you are not careful, they will call Iyoko for you. So you say, are you prepared for even that level? Okay, we are all at different levels. Okay, so using that example. So every level, every manifestation requires preparation. Is that okay? One of the cardinal things I like to bring to your mind today, tonight, we don't have time. Several things kept us late, but we are here. 2 Peter chapter 1. We're reading from verse 19. There's one thing in your preparatory stage that you need to master, and that is the word of God that you received. You hold on to it because it's a sure word. All right? When God spoke to Abraham and said, you are going to have a child, it took quite some time. But the Bible describes Abraham's faith as God's faith. He calls those things which be not as though they were. And it is all part of the preparatory state, because you may abort what is coming, all right, if you don't operate well. Am I communicating at all? So he says, he calls those things that be not as though they were. He calleth those things that be not as though they were. He calleth those things that be not as though they were. So we'll go to that scripture, but let's read 2 Peter chapter 1. You've got to come to the place where you know that the word of God to you is a sure word. It will come to pass. So you need to hold on to the word. Okay? Verse 19. He says, we have also a more sure word of what? Prophecy. Whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. The sure word of prophecy. It's like a light that shines in a dark place. Okay? So say, take heed. Pay attention to it. He says, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Please listen. What God has in store for us is big. But what your heart can contain is what will be delivered per time. Okay? That looks like every responsibility comes back on us. Because God is big. What can limit him? But how much can we handle per time? That means the capacity of our hearts, okay, to contain whatever is what would actually decide this is what is going to be released at this time. Hello? So, God cannot be blamed for reduction in manifestation, slackness in manifestation. Okay? He's God. Let's appreciate that. But he says, hey, you have a sure word of prophecy. You must know how to keep this sure word of prophecy worked up in your heart. Huh? Until the day star arise in your heart, not outside. Where? In the Ephesians 3:20, what does he say? Go to that scripture. Say, we have a sure word of prophecy. Say it. And this one, he's talking about the scriptures, right? Oh, God. He says, now unto him that is able to do, come on. My goodness. Where does that power work? In us. Which part of us? In our hearts. Understand. Heart. Don't be confused. Heart is not the organ pumping blood. Heart is actually your spirit and your soul mingled together. Right? That means he's talking about what your conscious and your subconscious can handle. Hallelujah. So he says, this power, where is it? It is working in our hearts. Inside. Then he says, there's something that happens in your heart. It almost looks like many things want to becloud what you are really expecting to manifest. But hold on to the word, because this word is a sure word. And as you hold on to it, the day star. Say day star. Day star. Say it like you are here. Day star. Day star is like Venus. the bright morning star, talking about the brightness of Jesus himself. He says, until the day star arise in your heart. When the day star arise in your heart, you can't doubt it. What is doubt? What is doubt? Uncertainty. Junior, please stand here. Just stand here. What is doubt? I didn't mean you. Mean check them grass, Minya. I don't know. You're likely, Seminya, dear. I didn't swash out. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And he shouldn't think he shall receive anything from the Lord. So you see, it is not God. It is us. I think people don't like it when we say it like this. Because most of the time, we want to. It's like, nyame anye. Mi bisai, mi jidi pans, we di mi hamo. O ni hamo. He says, you need to come to the place where you don't have double, because a double-minded man in awe, and he shouldn't think he shall receive anything from the Father. So now he wants you to be absolute. Where there is no confusion in your heart that you have received and that you will have. Oh, am I communicating? Then he said, if you can hold on to this sure word, the day star will arise in your heart. When the day star arises in your heart, doubt is gone. When the day star has not risen yet, you are not, look, you should be sure that you have, you should be sure you have received and you shall have. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? Okay. A double. So I ask you a question. Because he says, if you shall not doubt, then you shall have. So we need to come to the place where doubt is. But how would that happen? We must hold on to the sure word of prophecy until the day star. Please, thank you very much. Are you following the thing? So what has God said? What has God said to you concerning that thing that you have asked for? Okay? Have you received rhema concerning that particular thing? Whether from reading the word and the word of God? Does it make sense? Ask somebody for me. Is the Bible your friend? Because nothing will be done outside. You see, there's a sure word of prophecy. A sure word of prophecy. One of my sons, he liked displaying a scripture. It's a very powerful scripture. He says, God, he is a God who maketh not. He would not make us ashamed. It's a very powerful scripture. All the time when he places it on his status, I watch it and I smile. I don't know what he's expecting from God, you see, but that sure word, if he can hold on to that sure word, most of us have Facebook quotes, TikTok fans quotes. Not a sure word. Not a sure word. Not a sure word. So you realize that, no wonder, we vacillate. But if you can hold on to the word of God that is delivered to you, he said, he called those things that be not as though. Are you following the thing? Yeah. So you hold on to it. In the preparation towards manifestation, you will be tried by the word. For example, Joseph, the Bible says, he was, after he was tried by the word. So, whatever you claim you have received, that word you have received, there is a trying time, all right? Oh, am I communicating? Okay. Will you give in to doubt, or you will hold on to the sure word of prophecy until the day star arise in your heart? So please, contrary winds will come. I think it's not a nice message, is it? When the wind starts coming, would you look? Peter, come. What did Peter do? Peter stepped out of the boat. Jesus didn't say, you think you are me, eh? You, a mere mortal. You think you are me? Peter also walked on the water to go to Jesus until the winds and the storm started. Then he looked and he was afraid. Then he began to sink. Jesus didn't say, oh, Peter, don't worry. I'm here. You won't sink. Look, he would have sunk right in front of Jesus. Isn't it amazing? Many believers sink right in front of Jesus. Right in front of Jesus. Jesus caught him. When he caught him, what did he say? Why did you doubt? That means he would have stayed perfectly on the water, defeating velocity, viscosity, whatever. He would have defeated all the stees. What is osmosis? Can you imagine? Listen to this. Until the time that his word came, his word came. Look, my word will come. Mm-hmm, you see, but just imagine until his word came. For like, when he went to Egypt, he was like 17 years. He ascended the prime minister throne at 30. So for 13 years, pit, out, houseboy, lied onto, prison. 13 years. 13 years. Huh? Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. He said, listen, this sure word that you have is a sure word of prophecy. Hold on to it until the day star arises in your heart. Listen, when the day star arises, have you ever seen Venus shining in the skies before? Come on. You can't even look at it with your bare eyes. You realize that. Ebewoweni. Hold on to the word. How do you hold on to the word? Do exactly what Abraham did. He practiced what God practices. He called those things that be not as though they were. All right? So, I'm having my wedding. And you don't have a proposal. I think, does the word make sense? I have a land. And you have not even asked the price. But you see, what are you holding? Oh, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Lord, I want a land to build. Father, show me your glory. Okay, so you've asked whatever way you ask, right? I said, we are all asking for different things. Praise God. Hold on. And you call those things that be not as though they were. Can you give us that scripture? It's a short word, but I hope you have picked something. Those of you that don't like reading the Bible, you will never have a sure word. You don't like reading the Bible. You don't like listening to messages. You may never have a sure word of prophecy. And you see, we have a more sure word of prophecy means that you must rely on the scripture for rhema. You are not waiting for, in quote, a prophet to come and tell you that you will be a billionaire. Find billionaire in the Bible and hold on to it, keeping it in your heart until the day star arises. If you are waiting for all the time people to come and tell you, man of God, I see you owning a jet. Listen, look into the scripture and get a jet from the scripture. You didn't get it. Look into the scripture and get a shop from the scriptures. You say, Pastor, how do you get a shop from the scriptures? You see, you have not entered the treasury. The Bible is a treasure book. I mean treasures of the spirit. So we need to enter it and get, but you see, we don't have time. Ask somebody for me, do you have time for the Bible? Do you? Take us back to the second Peter we're reading. Ask the person for me, do you have time for the Bible? Do you have time? Listen to this. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your... Look at verse 20. Verse 20. Knowing this, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. So you see, he make reference to the scripture. It's the scripture. Get into the scriptures. Oh. Okay, a simple example. How do you attract kings? How would we attract kings? According to the Bible. A man's gift will make room for him. Okay, what else? The way you are looking at me quietly, you don't read the Bible. A diligent man shall not stand before Naaman, but who will stand before beautiful. Yes, more. Arise. For thy and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And he says, who will come to your light? Kings shall come to. So, how would you get before kings? You see, now if you have this sure word, you now have that which you must do. And the sure word has told you. I don't know if you are getting it. If you can hold on to this sure word of prophecy, very soon we will be standing before kings. Or kings will come to the brightness of our rising. I hope you are getting the point. Does it make sense? Or it doesn't make sense? It makes sense. What word are you holding on to? Joseph's word came. When will your word come? Remember, manifestation, having, is the showing up of the word you have been holding on to. I hope you are getting it. That's why we call it the manifestation of the word. So whatever you have asked for and believe you have received, in the process of preparing for manifestation, hey, your heart has a lot to do with it. Nothing will manifest above what you can contain with your heart. You see, though God is bigger than our hearts. For example, this scripture, I'm rounding up. I've finished. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I want you to tap yourself on the chest and say, what word am I holding on to? What word? Answer yourself. What sure word of prophecy are you holding on to? What's your word? You will be shocked how you are the head and not the tail. If that becomes a sure word to you, there is no place or in anything you can be tail. I think you don't like the message. 1 Corinthians, last scripture. Hey, did I say last? Chapter 2. You know it. Verse 9. To be very frank, you may not know, you don't know everything. We don't know many things. Do you know we don't know many things? We don't know many things. Listen to this scripture very well. But as it is written, I hath not, nor ear, neither have it entered into the heart.
the things which God had for them that what? Can you imagine? So what God has for me, pa, that's what I can be. What God has for me, pa, eye has not seen, ear has not said, it has not entered into the heart. Any man, the things God has prepared for me, already. That means, look, it's big.
Wow.
That means life and fulfillment or manifestation in itself is a whole mysterious thing. It's a mystery. And the more you can hold on to the word and the day star arise in your heart, wild things can happen that eye had not seen, ear has not heard, and it has not entered into the heart of what? Any man, what God has prepared for you. Huh? But look at how it is revealed to us. When you wasonte, and I will come across to me today in susui. But how does it? How is it revealed to us? Because it's in the God realm. Hello, the next verse. But God had revealed them unto us by His. Wow. So the more I hold on to the sure word of prophecy and engage the Holy Ghost, huh? As the day star arises in my heart, it comes with revelations, right? At that time, it is only you that can see the thing. The next person may not see it. Somebody you relate with may not see it. Because you see, I had not seen. Neither has it entered into the heart. But because you are having the sure word of prophecy and you have been dealing with the Holy Ghost, now things are revealed to you. Are you getting the point? And the day star is in your heart. That is where you can say things like, I can see it. You laugh. Someone say, Akwane Obodam. Mama, why baby be a nyo beya? Why? Because you are on the way to manifestation. And that is how He takes you. But on that journey, you can come to the place where you only see what is about to manifest and others do not see it. Let me leave you tonight. Get into the word of God. When you hear the word, hear it again. Don't hear the word of God or read the Bible just for fun. It is a sure word of prophecy. And if you can hold on to it, the day star will arise in your heart. You will shift from the realm of wavering. Huh? Are you getting it? Sir, na me pe we o. Ade we pa na na me pe. Enso mo dia mo obi. Na nye noa. Debi. Nye se na wo mpe. Tie ni ye. Enti ade na e ba ko pe wa asasi so. Once so say I had not seen. That means even that thing, there's something bigger than it that I has not seen. I pray that your faith will never fail. Amen. You will never be discouraged. Amen. You see, they gave it to this. They gave it. What did it? What? I had not seen. He had not heard. Neither is it entered into the things which God had prepared for them that love Him. Do you love God? Tell somebody, hold on to the word. The sure word of prophecy. Until the day star arise in your heart. Tell the person you don't know what God has in store for you. Your own eyes have not seen it. You see, as you are saying it like this, do you know this scripture can become a sure word that now nobody can restrict you from dreaming big, because I had not seen. So when you see it and you go and explain, me who say Messi Specialist Hospital. Because we are not the first to live on it. Many people have built Specialist Hospital, isn't it? Yeah. But you come to the place where nothing restricts how much you can dream. Because there's a sure word of prophecy. And when your word come, men will wonder, when did he start? You have been on it for a long time. Just that it had not manifested. But you see, you knew how to prepare yourself for what? Manifestation. Are you getting it at all? Say, I'm a billionaire. He calls those things that be not. I'm a billionaire. I'm a billionaire. I'm a billionaire. So change your attitude. Don't suck porridge from the rubber. What is that? Oh, it's my porridge. Dress well. He called those things that be not. Talk right. Don't talk rubbish. Be on your feet. Let's close. I'm a billionaire. Look, don't even let what I am saying limit you. I said I'm a billionaire, so you just restrict yourself to a billionaire. Because, you see, probably, maybe my faith can pick billionaire now. Do you understand? Yes. The day you have already picked the billionaire, you can pick whatever near go. I had not seen. He had not heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man. But listen to me. Your heart still becomes the measuring cup. Why? Because the day star will arise in your heart. But what will bring that day star is the sure word of prophecy. So if I meet you any day, what sure word are you keeping? What sure word? What are you calling as though? Huh? Am I communicating at all? Those of you that want to get married, I will see it. Huh? See your wedding day. I had not seen. Say, my wedding day will be beautiful. You will be surprised that some people, they have given up. They say, Eba Emra, Mansu, I'm there. You see, Eba Emra, Media, Mansu. You see, you are like, huh? You are not stable. But hold on until the day star arises in your heart. By the time you realize you are walking to the hour. I learned that the young lady who is about to get married, she said that you should fear men. I learned that that was one of her major propagation messages, that ladies are supposed to fear men. So people have been asking, hey, you the ambassador of fear men, you are now about. Huh? So now, probably. You see? But what you don't know is that she may have been keeping a sure word. And probably you watched her old video. Be careful. Be careful somebody doesn't define for you what life should be if you have not read the Bible yourself. Is somebody listening at all? I said, you are a multi-billionaire, you. And it is not just in CDs, in dollars. Somebody say, Pastor, are you not bragging too much? He called those things that be not as though they were. Let me show you one secret. Can I show you? There are some of you, people don't give to you. You don't receive. Like people, when even people have, and you even, they see you, they don't give to you. I'm going to show you one secret. Should I show you?
Yes.
Let me show you. A sure word of prophecy concerning people giving to you must be held in your heart. me give you one short word of prophecy. Men from the east journeyed to come and look for the baby that was born. The baby didn't ask. What did the men take out of their bag? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Right? What did they see in the east? They saw his star, and his star drew them. What did he say will arise in your heart? You didn't see it. Whose star rose in the east? Then the star did what? Jesus. Who is Jesus? The word became flesh. Now, what was seen in the skies? His star. He says, you hold on to the sure word of prophecy until the day star arise where? What did the star do? The star brought who? Brought the Magi's. When they came, what did they do? They gave to him. So, maybe you don't know why, if I ask you something, why you give to me? You don't even know. I'm showing you the secret. You think every pastor, when he asks for offering, people give? Let's close. They brought gold. Huh? Do you know I can take your gold this evening? You'll be surprised. Normally, I don't take gold. Normally. But I have caught the secret of how the day star, when it's risen, can draw my guys. And when they come, whatever is in their bag, you are not getting it. May the day star rise in your heart. Amen. And may that star attract. And as they come, whatever you require, may they. I speak forth in the name of Jesus. Men will give to you. Amen. Just imagine how many years I've been meditating on that scripture. Ask somebody for me. Are you not surprised? Are you not surprised? That not everybody gives to everybody. Yeah. Don't think it's because I'm a man of God. That's why when I ask you, give to me. Oh, boy. There are some people, when they ask, it doesn't come. I pray for you. This revelation you've received tonight, go and meditate. I will hold on to the sure word of prophecy until the day star arise in my heart. God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd's Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, Podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 +233 553 0153 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.